When I listen to Audible, I'm not cooking dinner for one. I'm on horseback, galloping across the Scottish moors towards my one true love. There, through the mist, I see my beloved, kilt flapping in the breeze, the fibers of his shirt struggle against his bulging muscles as he takes me from my horse and my frittata!
Go to audible.com/starttrial and your first download is free. Audible. Stories that surround you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling, and Soul to Profit Radio, we are here to help you fill your soul and your wallet, and that's what we're going to do today is more soul work. This is the last episode of Soul for July. Now, of course, my show is Soul to Profit Radio. So I will definitely be talking more about the soul because I love the topic in future broadcasts. But this will end our series on the soul series for July. And if you would like to call in for a soul purpose reading, please do so. You can dial area code 626-231-0306. That will get you in the queue. And press 1 on your phone. That will indicate to me that you have a question and want me to take your call. And I'd also love to hear from you and know how you are on track with your purpose. You know, I'd love to hear any tips and suggestions that you have that you know that you are truly on track with your purpose. And I'm also happy to give you a mini soul purpose reading if you would like. Now, another way to engage with the show today is on the Facebook, my Facebook page. It is facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, Wealth, Wisdom, and the number 2. That's Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, like Sterling Silver, Wealth, Wisdom, the number 2. And you can ask your question there as well, and I'll be sure to check that page and answer as many as I can. Okay, so this is actually the last show for July, and I won't be on the air again until August 13th. We are packing up the kids and the car, and we're headed to the Oregon coast this coming Friday. So we're super excited. We are actually going to take some time and head south along the coast, and we're going to do a combination of tenting and hoteling along the way. Hoteling. Is that a word? I don't know. I'm making words up now. See, it's craziness around here. Hoteling along the way, and we'll travel as far as Northern California and spend a few nights among the redwoods, which we are super excited about. And don't worry, Heather Clark, we'll have our young living citronella and purification oils ready to deter any mosquitoes that may be thinking they're going to have their way with us. So again, that means next Wednesday I will not be doing my show. My next show will be August 13th, and the month of August is all around the topic of freedom. What does it take to live a life of freedom? And specifically on Wednesday the 13th, my topic is money, how to make it work for you. You. I'm silly today. I don't know what it is. You know, my wife and I started this cycling thing in the morning, and you know, I'm a Florida guy. I came from Florida, and in Florida, it's very flat. You know, we don't have these massive rolling hills, and oh, my gosh, these bike rides just kick my butt. But it feels great. You know, it feels really good to get out early in the morning and start the day that way. And hopefully you're doing something like that early in the morning where you can take some time and nourish your physical body with exercise and get grounded and centered. You know, that's so important. It's one of the number one traits of very successful people is they get up early. And they start their day with some kind of exercise, you know, something that will get the blood flowing, and it really does set the tone for the day. I know I'm much more effective during the day when I've exercised in the morning, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It's just an amazing thing. You get all the endorphins firing in the brain, and feels pretty good, and you know, I find that really not much bothers me during the day after I've had a nice long bike ride like that. So today is not about bike riding, but I've got a little off track there because I am silly today. I don't know what it is. It's just feeling good, ready to go on vacation and have some fun that way. But I do have a terrific show planned for you today. We're talking about how you can know if you are on track or not with fulfilling your soul's contract. Now, let's talk about what happens when you're not aligned with your soul's contract, you know, when you're not on track or on the path. And oftentimes you have experiences, in fact, maybe we've all had a time or two where we've gone through some of these things. Maybe, in fact, you are going through some of them right now. But oftentimes this shows up when we feel frustrated, depressed, confused, if we have lack of clarity, if you have a desire to escape your life. Now, some of these experiences can be event-specific, and if that's the case, then after some time, you should be able to get past any kind of depression or confusion or anything like that. They become temporary. If you find that they last longer than a few months, then I certainly recommend getting some kind of, seek help, right? Talk to a therapist, talk to a life coach, talk to someone who can help you get past, because, you know, we only have a very, very short time on this beautiful earth, and in each incarnation over the history of the earth and of the universe, it's a nanosecond, literally, and you deserve to be fulfilled and feeling really good about your life and during the course of your day. I mean, that's really, as we talk about life, there's no big secrets here. It's a matter of, you know, what are you experiencing during the course of your day, and are you enjoying it? You know, are you in that state? So here's the thing. When you're on track to fulfilling your soul contract, you begin to understand there's a natural evolution to your life unfolding. You know, you start to sense things happening organically in your life, and you trust that what is happening is indeed for your highest good, no matter what. No matter what. You start to look at things as happening for you rather than to you. You know, your energy becomes a little bit lighter, and you become a little less stressed and a little less caught up in the little things in life. You change your perfectionism for progress. And that's really big. You know, when you do that, when you're able to make those changes and those shifts, things tend to get easier. Life becomes less complicated and much more simplified because you're working with yourself rather than against yourself. You know, you've understood that there's a partnership happening with your soul, you know, with your higher self. And I was on a radio show yesterday and I referred to it as your moral compass. Even, you know, it doesn't matter how you refer to this part of yourself. What matters is that you start to get in tune with it. Now, when we talk about soul contract, and I'll let me back up. I'll share with you how to get a little more in tune with it. In fact, I've done that. This entire month of July has been all about the soul. I've given you some really incredible tips and strategies on getting in touch with your soul and learning how to open up that dialogue of communication. Because when we talk about soul contract, we first need to know that there's so much more than what meets the eye. You know, we need to have some level of understanding that we can't possibly know or even understand all the workings of the universe. And it's helpful, too, if we can surrender a little bit to something far greater than ourselves. You know, recently, up until recently, I've referred to Creator, Spirit, or God. I've always used those terms, Creator, Spirit, God, as this energy, you know, this creative force energy in the universe. And recently I've been told to refer to it as all that is. I mean, imagine that, all that is. And what does that do? You know, what does that saying do? Well, it puts us right in the present moment when we get to is. And all is all. It's all encompassing. So it really, you know, for me, I find that incredibly comforting, knowing that Source or Creator is in everything always. You know, it's allowed me to connect more deeply with others, honoring them by listening to them and seeing all that is within them. Since all that is in everything, then we have to look at and go, okay, that means every single person who I'm having a conversation with, every single person who comes into my field of experience, you know, whether I'm bumping into them on the street or I'm talking to them on the phone or I'm doing business with them or maybe it's a work colleague, every single one of them, just like you, has this amazing energy within them, this all that is energy. It's a part of us. That's the beauty of it. It's a part of our beingness. And when we start to understand that and honor that within ourselves first, really that's key, is you have to be able to connect with the all that is within yourself, honor that within yourself. And then, of course, that really helps because it allows you to walk a little taller, to be a little more confident, to be a little more joyful about your day, and put things in perspective, doesn't it? It allows you to go, oh, I get it. Wow, there's so much more than we can possibly wrap our mind around. Yet we also understand that with 7 billion people on the planet, the ones that we come in contact with, sacred territory there. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to honor every single relationship and be in it, particularly, I get this question a lot, you know, about family members. If anyone is causing you distress in your life or, you know, there's some kind of the relationship isn't flowing, it's troubling you, then try first to set healthy boundaries around the relationship, around that person. You know, that's really important. And then see how things go. If still after some time it doesn't work out for you, then, you know, I've had to do this with a friend where I've said I need to hit the pause button on our friendship. I told her, you know, I still care about you very much, and yet I can't really be around you. Her energy was so negative. It was really, I just didn't feel good after I spent time with her. So, you know, sometimes we have to do that, and it's okay. It's okay to still love someone from a distance, and that's really key, is getting into that love vibe for yourself first and then for others around you, because then we start to understand that, okay, yeah, we are all truly connected. You know, when we say we are all one, we are. And I've talked on the show very openly about the golden grid, that everything and everyone are truly connected. And that is how we then start to get an understanding around our actions and how it affects our environment and how it affects those around us and how it affects you know, the atmosphere. So everything that we do, think, or say creates a ripple effect. And that ripple effect goes out, and that ripple effect actually brings you back more things that are aligned with the vibration of what you put out. So the really neat thing is when you start to understand and work with things like your soul and universal energies is you start to see how powerful you are in attracting the things in your life. So then it becomes a matter of, wow, you know, do I like what I'm attracting? And if you do, that's fantastic. Keep doing more of those things. However, if the answer comes back of no, I'm not at all liking what is coming back to me, what I'm attracting, what keeps showing up in my life. You know, oftentimes you can have experiences where, have you ever had like the same experience with people, and it's like the people would just change, right? They just change, you know, maybe it's if you're single and dating and the same issues are coming up with different people, that means that there's something within you that needs to be healed. So when we start to understand how powerfully we manifest the experiences in our life, then we go, okay, then we can start taking responsibility. And that's the game changer in life. You know, that's when life starts to get a lot more interesting, a lot more alive. You know, that's when you can start getting to places and experiences in your life that you never thought you could. Because now you're starting to take life, it's like, you know, take life by the reins. You start to say, you know, these are the experiences that I want with clarity. So that's a beautiful thing. I see we have some callers in the queue. If you'd like me to take a question from you, or if you want to share, you know, how you know you're on track with fulfilling your soul contract, please hit 1 on your phone, and then I'll know that you want to be heard. If not, I'll leave you there so you can listen to the show. So let me let me dive into a few steps, because I promised you 3 steps that you can know you are truly on track with fulfilling your soul contract. And I believe, you know, the first step is to really check in with yourself and ask yourself, how do I feel as I go about my day? And if the answer that comes back to you is, I feel joyful 80% of the time, then chances are you're on track with fulfilling your soul contract. Because the reality is we are here to experience joy. And that is standard across the board for everyone, the state of joy. So if you are finding that the majority of your time throughout your day, at least 80%, is not joyful, then there's something that there's room for growth for you there. You know, there's a little, maybe a course correction that you can make that can get you back aligned with the feeling of joy. It's huge. The second step to knowing if you're on track with your soul contract is to, again, check in with yourself and ask, is what I'm doing for work filling me up? If you feel fulfilled, satisfied, and good at the end of the day, then chances are you surely are on track with fulfilling your soul contract. Now, how do you know if your work is fulfilling? Well, you know based on your energy level. Soul contract work gives you energy. It doesn't take your energy. And this is huge because we spend many, many hours, almost a third of our lives, working. And if you're doing work that you don't truly love and that you deep inside know isn't aligned with your soul contract and it doesn't make your heart sing, then you owe it to yourself to make a change. You do. And it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter. You can be a single parent with 6 kids at home. Make a change. Don't let your circumstances dictate your life experience, how you spend a third of your life. Right? Because you can make any change. If you feel passionate enough about making a change in your life, you can do it. Absolutely. You can do it. And you can do it successfully. And you can do it in a way that all of your needs are met. You can do it in a way that there's no stress. You know, I know that making any kind of change can be uncomfortable for people. I get that. But allow yourself to work through that uncomfortability. Allow yourself to get to the other side of it and go, oh, yeah, no worries, I got this. Right? I've said time and time again on the show, three of the most powerful words you can ever say is, and you need to say these out loud to yourself, about yourself, is, I've got this. What that says to yourself, your subconscious mind hears it. It knows that you are fully back in the driver's seat. There's something that happens vibrationally within the body where you start to feel more confident. You feel that you can make any kind of change that you need to make by uttering those three words, I've got this. So, you know, do yourself a favor. Ask yourself and be honest. Be honest with yourself. Are you completely fulfilled and satisfied doing the work that you're doing? Ask yourself that. If you're not, then you are not on alignment with your soul contract. You're not on track. You're just not. Like, because the soul contract is, like I said, the first thing was to experience joy in your life. The second thing is to do work that is fulfilling. Okay, so first thing, experience joy, do fulfilling work. And lastly, ask yourself, am I contributing to the greater good? You know, are you making a positive difference in other people's lives, the earth, animals, environment, you know, all these things? And doing things that you know is helping. Little things, like, for example, little things this morning. I saw a bug in our bathtub on its back struggling. You know, we've all seen that, right, where you see, I think it was like a little beetle. It's on its back and its legs are up and it's just, help me. I think that's what it was saying. And so I picked him up, put him outside, and I saw him walk away, and I think he even said thanks as he walked away. I think that's what I heard. But, you know, at that moment, was I on track with my soul's contract? And I believe I was, because I believe that we are here to be of service and helping another living thing made me feel really good. It does that, right? Whenever, and you know that, when you do things like little random acts of kindness for people. You know, I'm going to give you, all my wonderful listeners out there, a challenge this week. And that challenge is, and I'll do it along with you, is to do three random acts of kindness this week. Now, it's Wednesday, so how about through Sunday? That gives you 5 days to do three random acts of kindness. And again, random acts, and they can be anonymous. They don't, you know, you don't have to, it can be something little or whatever. You decide. But check in with that. You know, after you create these random acts of kindness, check in with yourself and ask yourself, how do I feel? And it's really kind of an amazing thing that we're all, like, I don't know anyone who doesn't feel good after helping someone, right? Like, it's an incredible thing how we have this wiring mechanism right to our heart that really does make us feel good and feel fulfilled when we are being of service to another, when we're being kind to other people. And if you're, like, I feel energetically I need to talk about this, if you're going through a situation in your life, you know, maybe it's around a coworker or a family member or friend where you're kind of getting the, you know, when you feel like someone's putting out the wrong vibes and it, you know, for some reason there's tension in the relationship or things are just not really flowing like they could, start by talking with their higher self. And that, it's something that seems so simple that hardly anyone does. And boy, it's effective. So all you have to do is whenever you're, you know, in a quiet place is bring up their higher self, and in your imagination, visualize that person. And if you see them come in front of you, walking towards you, that is their representation of them, their higher self, their soul, their moral compass, whatever you want to call it, and it'll appear as their physical body. And then with your higher self, connect with their higher self and give them love. You know, talk to them about how you want to see the relationship change, how you want it to look differently. And you would be amazed. You do that once or twice, and it doesn't take much. Do it once or twice, and you're going to start to see a real shift in that person. And they may not even know why they're changing. They may not even know why they're, you know, being different with you. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're going to have the experience that you want to have with that person, and you're going to be able to make the change and the shift. So I hope that helps one of my listeners out there, because I was led to talk about that, and I always trust where I'm led. So you know, those are the three biggies. Is, you know, the reality is that, like I talked about, we spend a third of our lives working, and if what you're not doing doesn't truly make your heart sing and fill you up at the end of the day, you really do owe it to yourself to make a change. It doesn't matter how how good you think you have it, or, you know, what's happening in your life. Don't let ego play a part in this, because ego is very opinionated, and ego is deathly afraid of change. Ego would rather have you doing something that you don't enjoy for the rest of your life than make a change. So please understand that. And that's why we work with the soul. The soul is located right above the heart. Ego doesn't have access to the heart nor the soul. That's why we connect directly in with the soul, and we bypass ego. That's so important as we do this work. So yeah, again, you know, I think this is all about really connecting in with yourself, and you'll know. You know, you'll know whether or not you are, you know, how you're feeling out at the end of the day. Did you feel joyful throughout the day? Remember, 80% of the time, that's a pretty good barometer. Secondly, you'll ask yourself, is your work fulfilling? Do you feel fulfilled? How do you know that? Well, you look at your energy level. When we're aligned with our soul contract and fulfilling that contract, it actually gives you energy. It doesn't take your energy. So that's something really important to understand. And lastly, you know, contributing to the greater good. Are you making a positive difference in other people's lives? What we put out comes back. I call it the boomerang theory. Whatever you put out will come right back to you. It may come, the energy will come back, and it may look different. You know, it may take on a different form, but it's all the same. It'll be vibrating at the same energy. So making sure that as you are contributing to the greater good, that is putting good energy out, and you're going to get really good energy back. And in fact, the neat thing about these random acts of kindness is it's going to be instantaneous. Instantly, you are going to feel really good. And that's another way to know if you're on track with fulfilling your soul contract is, how do you feel during the day? How do you feel as you walk through life? If you're feeling good and fulfilled and joyful, then 100% guarantee you are on track. Now, try not to get caught up in what that needs to look like, because the soul contract has many, many layers to it. Your initial layer may be, you know, talking, giving advice to friends and family. And then from there, that may gradually morph, organically morph into you putting your ideas into a blog. And from the blog, it may morph organically into you writing a book. And from there, it may morph into you speaking to audiences. I mean, but see how this goes. It happens in layers, and give it time. Trust in the process. Go with what makes you feel good. You know, if you're, you know, a quick reminder from today is, if you're experiencing something that doesn't make you feel good, change it. Okay? Give yourself that gift, that awareness, and make the change. Do something that does feel good. And then you'll be back on track with fulfilling your soul contract. Now, please don't misunderstand that. Don't confuse this simple message with ineffectiveness, you know, and don't disregard it because it sounds so simple. In fact, it is simple. It's super simple. It's when we complicate things, this doesn't need to be complicated. It's simple, easy, and effective for you to live a life of ease and grace. That's it. It's that easy. I teach these in my Wealth Mastery Institute. In fact, I have my next course coming up November 7th through the 9th up here in beautiful Invermere, British Columbia. If you'd like more information about that, please go to my website. I only take 12 students at a time. I have half the class full right now, so there's 6 spots left. If you're interested, come see us. It's a great course. It'll transform your life. I guarantee it. For more information, you can go to jadensterling.com, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G.com. Click on Wealth Mastery Institute, and you'll hear and see all the wonderful testimonials of people who have literally changed their life by taking the course. Have a great couple weeks, everyone. Remember, tune in August 13th for an amazing conversation about money. Woohoo, money. August is the month of freedom. And be sure to tell all your friends to listen in. Thanks so much. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not flying to my third sales meeting this month. I'm on a romantic date with my vampire boyfriend, Pierre. That pale skin, those dark, mysterious eyes, and those pointy teeth.
Take me away, Pierre!
Ma'am?
I want to become queen of the night!
Ma'am, something to drink?
Water, please?
Go to audible.com/starttrial and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.